I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we're going to look at the role academics played in the financial crisis with a look at Charles Ferguson's new documentary, Inside Job. But first, Iraq's minority Christian community is under attack. A series of roadside bombs today in predominantly Christian neighborhoods in Baghdad killed at least five people, less than 2 weeks after insurgents stormed Baghdad's main Catholic church and massacred more than 50 people. And the attacks are resonating here. Yesterday in Detroit, which has a sizable population of Iraqi Christians, more than 1,000 people took to the streets claiming the U.S. and Iraq have not done enough to keep Christians safe. So let's go to Baghdad, where the BBC's Jim Muir is covering the story. And Jim, what more can you tell us about today's attacks? What were the targets?
It was clearly coordinated. They all took place around about 12 explosions and two mortar bombs. And it was very definitely in identifiable Christian areas that these bombs went off. So you can only conclude that this was a coordinated attack against Christians, coming about a week after the group which carried out the massacre at the church said that all Christians in Iraq were now fair game, or legitimate targets, as the group put it. So there's just no doubt in anybody's mind about that. I have to say the one thing is this, that these were not big bombs by Baghdad standards, because basically insurgents are now finding it much more difficult to carry out the sort of huge car and truck bombings that we've seen in the past here.
But still, you know, people have died, and we know that the group that attacked the church was linked to Al-Qaeda. But why targeting Christians?
My view is that it's probably because they are high profile. They know that this will kind of get a lot more international attention if they attack Christians, because they can see the results. Many, many mosques have been attacked. For example, just last Tuesday night, there was a rash of bombs across Baghdad where at least 90 people in very predominantly Shiite neighborhoods were killed. So a much heavier death count on that occasion. But the attacks on Christians get quite a lot more publicity, because I think internationally there's a lot of sympathy for them. There are, they can be seen as a persecuted minority. So I think that's why they're doing it, just really to also embarrass the government, because the government has said the country's safe, so it makes the government look very bad.
Well, but we also know that the Islamic State of Iraq, which was the group that claimed responsibility for the Catholic cathedral attack, said it wanted to force the release of converts to Islam who were allegedly being detained by the Coptic Church in Egypt. Is that true?
This is the kind of, in my view, the pretext for what's going on. But I honestly think this stuff would be going on anyway. I can't see that the allegation that two supposedly Muslim women, but who have converted to Islam, having been married to Coptic Christian priests in Egypt, that's really got absolutely nothing to do with Christians here. The Christians here are not Copts. They're Assyrians, Nestorians, Chaldeans, and so on. No real connections there at all, apart from adherence to the general Christian faith. I also suspect quite strongly that it's not just Al-Qaeda carrying these things out, because to me there is a stamp also, especially because suicides were not involved in these latest attacks. There is, to my mind, a kind of nexus between the kind of Islamist militant strand of the insurgency and also perhaps Ba'athist nationalist strand, because they are better placed to carry out these kind of sneaky bomb attacks.
Well, and finally, Jim, what does this say about Iraq? We know that the government still hasn't been formed. What does it say in general about Iraq?
I think it shows that things are kind of coming to a head. The political tempo has come up a lot stronger. We're expecting Thursday a meeting of parliament which could well see a breakthrough. It's looking quite hopeful at the moment towards rapid formation of an Iraqi government more than 8 months after the elections. It seems to be heading that way, and I think that's why we're having this spate of violence, trying desperately at the last minute to try and derail the political process.
And just briefly, do you think that that breakthrough will include an agreement that will allow the Sunni-backed coalition led by Ayad Alawi, who narrowly defeated Prime Minister al-Maliki's Shiite-dominated bloc, to be in the government?
The signs just at the moment are looking quite hopeful that it will include all the major factions, including Mr. Alawi's. But the devil is always in the detail, and things may fall into place at the very last minute. But at the moment, it's looking quite hopeful that it will be inclusive, that everybody will be involved, including Mr. Alawi himself. But everybody here is holding their crossing their fingers on that one.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Jim, thank you.
You're most welcome, Roman.